At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, it's time for story time. We talk about spooky tales, our most cringeworthy purchases, our risque PDA encounters, and embarrassing meet the parents moments. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
How are you?
Two thumbs way up.
I don't know where I was, but somebody recently was announced. Oh, I was at Drag Queen Bingo, and the announcer was ending every word with So like N42
No,
and I was just, soon as I had realized it was like,
B-wanna?
It was like that. And wow. It was like grating to my brain. You ever have a moment where you're you ever have a moment where you want to like itch your brain?
No.
I feel it all the time. Just yesterday when we were.
Throw a finger up there. Huh? Would you go through the nose or the ear?
I would just go
or
through the head.
Or do you wish
through,
you had like a skull flap?
Skull flap. Skull flap. My drag name.
Skull flap.
I'm one of those sexy drag queens.
Oh, yeah.
Skull flap.
You really know how to skull and flap.
Work.
And,
Yep.
Yes.
And scene. Have you been to Drag Queen Bingo?
No. I have never.
Really? Should we go tonight with my mom?
Is it tonight?
It's, I think, every night, maybe.
I don't know.
That's the whole
I have to check my calendar.
Bitch, have you're
you
staying
there?
At my place. What do you have
I
going
be busy.
On? Yes, it's like an all-American. Willem sometimes hosts it.
You sit up so proper when we record. I'm always like, I guess I'm like a potato.
Wow, this is exclusive commentary for only
those.
The full screen viewers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe we should go sometime. Anyway,
I would like it, but not if someone's going to say, at the end of
they
every,
have fried pickles. We got fried pickles last
time. I
love
fried pickles.
But they're not butter, but they're... They're spears.
I love that.
I don't like fried pickle spears. I like fried pickle chips.
That's dumb that you would even want to like discriminate against one versus the other. It's all
good. Here's
the
difference.
It's all good.
There's more with a chip. There's more surface area to have deep
batter.
Fry.
You're more into the batter. I'm more into the pickle.
Let's find a happy medium.
I'll eat all of it.
Cool. In Boston, I had pretty good fried pickles, but very bad oysters.
How many? Wow, bad oysters.
We went to a place specifically because I saw on the menu they had fried pickles and oysters, and Raymond and I were like, yes, we deserve it. We already got off stage. We don't need to look cute.
Yeah.
So then...
Bad oysters. This makes me leery.
A crunch to my oyster.
No.
I was like, what's happening?
No crunch.
Out of our half dozen, I got three, and one had a crunch.
I don't think an oyster is supposed to have a crunch.
No.
You had one of your three was a crunch?
Yeah. Imagine.
Maybe you got a little bit of salt or like sea salt.
I thought the same thing. So I pulled it out of this your mouth and it was crunchy and dark.
I think I will honestly say, I don't think you should ever pull something out of your mouth. If it feels wrong,
just
swallow it.
I think that's a question that we should discover.
You're never going to trust
me. Can you imagine?
You're never going to want to pull something out of your mouth.
No, we're really going to take the leap here. Can you imagine guys that spit?
We've talked about this.
I know.
Recently.
Didn't we just have a conversation about
this? I was shaming friends.
I'm a spit shamer. If it's in your mouth, you knew it was coming.
Literally.
And to hold it in and then to spit in a second is doing more damage to your taste buds.
Mama raised you better than that.
My mom didn't teach me that. That's a learn on your own type of thing.
Oh, is it? My mom's actually going to be here. In
my
town visiting when this episode's airing.
My mom's actually going to be here in town when this episode's
being recorded.
Filming. So would you look at that?
Wow.
What's your mom doing in town?
I was going to take her to get oysters, literally, but
well,
now
did
I'm
I
like,
shake you?
I'm worried about a crunchy oyster.
Well, the place was called Anthem, and it's in Boston, and I did not like their oysters.
Wow. You should leave a Yelp review.
This is better than a Yelp review. I'm asking every listener. to be conscious of that.
All of our Boston fans. Could be one time. Watch out for their
I was really intimidated by the Boston atmosphere.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of straight people. I went to the Equinox there.
Is that Beantown?
Somebody called it that on Grindr.
That's what they call it.
Somebody called it that on Grindr and was like, did you enjoy Beantown? And I go, what are you talking about? Because I travel a lot, so I didn't know where he was referencing.
You thought he had, like, faved you from 6 months ago?
I don't know. Anyway,
well,
Beantown.
It's because of Boston baked beans, according to this.
Oh, a recipe that a dog keeps?
Yeah, because in Boston, they would bake beans for hours with molasses. Beantown. Did you have baked beans when you were in Boston?
No, I had crunchy oysters.
So what are we doing today?
Wait, who's that dog that keeps the Boston bean secret?
That's Bush's.
Roll that beautiful
that's
bean
Bush's
footage.
Baked beans. And that
are
dog's
they in
name's
Boston?
Duke.
I hate that you know the dog's name. Who's your favorite celebrity dog? Is it Duke?
Probably.
I think Duke is up there.
Duke
should collab with
beans.
Does the mouth gasp?
Yeah, my eye twitched. I was so like, I guess I was so shook. I twitched.
Have you ever met Twitch?
I did meet Twitch.
Yeah.
My eyes still
He was
twitching.
A very sweet guy.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today?
He's a nice dresser.
He is a nice dresser. Yeah. A lot of fedoras, but he looks
really?
Fedorable.
Fedorable.
So what are we doing today?
Well, we were going to do story time.
I think we just nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, we just burned through a whole 5 minutes or so.
Okay. So should we
just those keeping track?
I was going to say, should we dive in? But should we jive in?
Should we jive into story time?
What is jive
do you know what story
mean?
Time is?
Story time.
I saw somebody tweet, when are you guys going to do a story time again? And I thought,
how many have we done? A few.
Only like two or three.
We've done like 17.
And I thought, you know, this is a good easy episode.
Oh, so she's looking for ease. I gotta say, if you're not watching the episode, if you're listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, you're missing out. We
a
have
sparkle,
a beautiful sparkle. Display for our story time episode.
This is almost.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like,
I really love
it's
what
giving
they've
me,
done.
It's giving me.
And the pink.
What are those?
Brave, bold choice,
what's
but
like
I love
a
it.
S.
A what?
You know when it's.
No, I don't.
Graphics, like for a 90s video
GIF?
Game. 90s
pixelated.
Pixel, like a pixel
serving,
sparkle.
No, that's nicer than a pixel.
I mean, the font is nice, but the sparkles are giving me like...
I think that just you need
bibble
your
bobble,
eye. You're due
will.
For your eye check.
Yep, I actually am. I've been meaning to... Should we do that today? I need to get my glasses tightened. You know.
Tyler loves to say, Corey, you want to do something fun in LA? I want to go get all my glasses tightened. Mm-hmm. And actually, no, we shouldn't because I do have one pair of sunglasses that I wish I would have brought to get tightened
well,
if we're going to go.
Next time you're in town, I'm going to take you on your wildest fantasy. Okay, so first story time question.
With story time, we just tweet and people tweet and then they respond. So if you're following us on Psychobabble's Twitter.
Which is what?
Psychobabble.
But can they spell it?
I figure it out.
What's the anagram?
Please say you'll come home okra. I don't know what the...
Please say, you'll come home.
Okay.
And then babble.
So then somebody tweeted, and let's see what the first person
okay,
tweeted.
What do people want to know?
And this, I mean, and if you're watching, now you get to see your name
wow.
behind the glitter sparkle background.
I would say in front of, but sure.
Yeah, okay, you know what I mean.
Mary Gold Moran. Is that Trevor Moran's mom?
I thought it
My
said
celebrity
moron.
Feud. Okay, so this Kay wants to know, what's the
Why
most embarrassing...
Why is her name
Kay? It says Kay right there next to a rainbow.
I thought it said Marigold.
Marigold is a color.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah. Now I follow.
What's that? Paper gold? Goldenrod.
Yep.
You know goldenrod papers
what
that
they... What does Marigold moron want to know?
Marigold Moran. Trevor Moran's mom.
This person said... Tell me the most embarrassing thing you've ever bought or wanted to buy.
Hmm.
I liked this question and I flagged it because we were talking the other day, me and a group of
youth
adults.
Okay. Wow.
I'm trying to think of who it was. It was a mixed crowd of straights and gays and a few lesbians.
Where were you?
At a pool party.
Okay.
We were discussing how nice it was when grocery stores finally got self-checkouts. So that if you were buying, like, condoms or lube when you were in high school.
I feel no shame about that anymore. When I
well,
was
yeah, now I don't care.
When
but
I was
when
in
I
Boston,
was like,
I went right up to the CVS. I said, and a thing of chapstick.
What was the slap?
Well, I'll let your mind wander.
I know what the slap was.
Well, no, you don't.
I'm going to let you tell
Oh, because you get my receipts in the email.
No, that's not why. Just because I know you.
Okay.
You just needed your Dasani water and your chapstick.
That was not it.
Yeah. No. I know what you were up to.
No, I was. No. I have a story for you.
Please tell it. I hope it's
goes for
along.
Another day.
Is this
no? So the most embarrassing thing you've ever bought or wanted to buy. Well, I don't think I would ever answer with wanted to buy, because if I want it, I'll just get it.
These days, you got Prime, Amazon Prime.
Right. I won't be impeded by like embarrassment.
You can get it.
It's honestly not something sexual, I don't think, but like I think the most embarrassing thing that I ever bought was when I was pressured in.
I thought you were going to say when I was precious.
When I was precious. When I was Clarice Precious Jones, based on the book Sapphire.
Yeah.
Or
based
Push
on the book Push by Sapphire.
No, when I was pressured in high school, the first time I ever went to a gay bar, and I didn't know what to wear, so I went to The Gap with an upperclassman gay, and he said, "You really need these."
White
they were
denim.
Hideous. No. It was just a very true blue denim jean that was a bad fit for my body. It was a wrong cut for my length.
The first time you went to a gay bar, you like planned your outfit?
I was the most nervous. Wow. I borrowed a pink shirt from a gay friend because I thought nobody will even look at me unless I'm like...
You wore a pink shirt with light blue bottoms?
It was a pink, like, kids medium shirt, so it couldn't have been tighter.
Yeah.
And I was already very twunk at that age.
Yeah.
Or twink at that age. And then the jeans were the wrong fit, the wrong color, the wrong length, everything. It was just all wrong. And I wore ruse.
I loved my ruse. I was in college.
But so the most embarrassing thing that I ever bought was when I was pressured to buy those jeans. Because I never wore them again. I don't think they didn't get me any ass.
Wow. That sucks to suck.
Embarrassing to have succumbed.
That's, yeah, my only thought was, yeah, like the first time I was like buying condoms in high school and I was like mortified to go through the Meijer checkout line.
You just need to do a Durex brand deal.
Apparently.
They
send you lots.
I have thousands of condoms now. Wow. Well, not anymore.
Which is exactly why I know you were buying a Dasani water.
No, stop it.
Tell me no.
Next question.
Should we go to the next question?
Laura would like to know, who's keep loving anyway. That's her handle.
I like it.
Says, tell us a story about therapy.
Remember that store in San Francisco called Therapy that you were going to shop at?
The Rapey is what it looks like. The font is really fucked up. If you go to San Francisco and you see Therapy,
it's in the mission.
So every letter is a different font, I think.
Well, like
a different font and
or
a
like
title.
A,
I mean, a font type and a size and a.
Yeah.
And
you thought the store was called The Rapey.
The R is capitalized.
It really is.
So what am I to think, my dear?
Well.
So that's my story about that.
I educated you. It was just called Therapy.
Do you have a story about therapy? Did you ever go to therapy when you were younger?
I feel like occasionally when my parents were like going through getting divorced, my mom was like seeing a therapist. And then I feel like a couple times, like I know that I went with her, but then like I talked to somebody also on my own.
I think my parents put me into therapy.
And I had those.
I refused to talk though.
I remember sitting across the desk, and you know those little rubber things that you turn inside out and then put on the...
Yeah, I love those, and they pop. Yep.
Yeah. He was just talking, and I just sat for, felt like an hour, just turning that inside out.
Did you reply to him? Did you give him the scoop?
I couldn't even tell you what that person looked like. I wouldn't even look him in the eye.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, their first mistake was ever pairing me up with a guy. I'm never going to talk to a guy therapist.
Really?
No. And that's the T on that. That's the that on that.
I'm afraid nowadays if I got a male therapist that I would probably develop like feelings for him.
Jesus, let's unpack that with your therapist.
I should.
No, I just remember I was very stubborn and I was very like stalemate-y.
You
like,
stubborn?
I know. And I would sit down and say, you're not getting a peep out of me for the next hour.
You would say that?
Hell yeah. Because I was so against, I was like, this isn't my choice to go to therapy. Like,
because you were gay or because your parents were getting divorced?
I don't know. I think it was because of the
combination.
Like, I think
both.
It was like body image issues.
Because
and
they saw you in that blue denim.
They saw the blue denim. They saw my red ruse. My ruse had zippers on the side.
Every
I loved
ruse
that.
Had zippers. That was the part. That's the how, what makes it a ruse is the pocket.
Do you think that's like a kangaroo? Wow.
Are you sad that you're being serious?
No, I'm just, you know, sometimes realizations happen.
Yeah. So
I need a new therapist now. If anybody's listening who's a therapist, just hit me up. My therapist moved. She left me high and dry.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Wow. She moved to New York.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all. That's the that on that.
That's sad.
I loved her. She was great. I think
You know why I liked that therapist of yours?
Why?
Because she always told you I was right.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she not?
I should have left her earlier.
Did she not?
I liked her because her home was really cute. She had a doorbell for one
room. Let's unpack that.
Okay. What do you mean? I loved it because I would always...
She had a cute doorbell?
She had a little doorbell for her to like notify her in her therapy room that the next client was there. Mm. I liked that.
Could you hear it? Like if you were in a session, it was and a very calming. Like, up? I don't like that.
But it's, anyway, and she had a lot of free snacks and a lot of things. I liked that.
I felt like the therapist I was seeing when I lived here had like a secret clock hidden behind me because she always knew when we were down to like a minute left.
Do you like it if a therapist hands you the box of tissues?
No,
I want to be like, just, you think you can bring this out of me? Like, you.
Mine always feels like them sitting on the table.
It feels like she's thinking, I'm that bitch that made this guy cry.
I never cried at my therapy. Oh, ever.
I cry every day in general. But it just felt like, it felt presumptuous to be like, it felt like her feeling the success. Like, yeah, you need this because of me, wow. Because of how good I am.
Were they at
job.
Least like a two-ply?
Two-ply.
Like Kleenex? Or was it the cheap shit?
It was nice and soft.
Like where you blow your nose lotion. And it goes through. I hate the lotion.
You know,
you would like the lotion.
In contrast to the first story time question, what is the most embarrassing thing? I think the thing I'm most proud of in my adult life that I've really splurged on is tissue boxes. That feels like an adult purchase. I bought a whole set of tissue boxes. Tissues for all my house. Tissues for every room. Box of tissues. I love
wow,
it.
Wow, this is great.
Lotion tissues.
I can't wait to go back to your place and
if
see them today.
If you ever need to sneeze,
yeah,
always within grasp. I don't even need to hand it to you like my dumb therapist.
I liked that. I could usually just blow my nose on a blanket because your house had all those blankets in those little leather boxes.
Those are hit. Okay. Next question. Did you have any story about therapy or were you?
I think
you...
I told a few.
Okay, work.
In fact.
Next question. Spooky Bree wants to know. Your spookiest stories. Tell us a story about a spooky story.
Do you have a spooky story? Have you ever been really scared? And please don't tell your someone had a gun in the parking lot story.
Okay. And I don't
because I don't believe that.
That's a real story.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
So I'm not going
to
tell it.
My dad used to play this game. Was kind of like hide and seek, but he would pretend he was a monster, and we would hide. And it would be like hide and seek, but a monster was finding you. That was pretty spooky. It was a really fun game.
Okay.
It was great.
Were you actually spooked?
Yeah, my dad. You know how I like scaring people?
Yeah, and I hate that.
I got
somebody
it from my
did
dad.
That to me
my
recently.
My dad always did that to us growing up all the time.
I hate that shit.
Just hide out and be like, what are you doing? No.
I think, so that's spooky for me when you used to spook me.
Yeah. I'm good.
I live alone now, which is actually more spooky than living with you when you would spook me.
Do you sleep with your bedroom door closed?
I do not.
Wow.
Because across from my bedroom is my office and the light of my computer is sometimes very dim.
So you need a nightlight. So you need a nightlight.
It is a nightlight.
I was thinking, have you seen those toilets that have the lights so they light up at night?
I saw that on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Did you?
I set the DVR for the new season of Shark Tank.
I love Shark Tank.
And let me just tell you, there was a spoiled millennial on the episode, and I thought you're really one of those who ruins it for the rest of us.
I want a Halloween episode of Shark Tank where it's all spooky things.
Gadgets,
gizmos.
No one's gonna
plenty.
Invest in a seasonal thing.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding? My whole basement at home is seasonal decor. My mom's, not my home, my parents' home.
I was picturing the main floor of your house being all
seasonal decor. No, what was I just about to say? Something about something.
Was it spooky?
Oh, you know, the real spook. So there I was the first night I moved into my new place, and I was high out of my mind. And there was a helicopter going above my home. And with a spotlight in my backyard, my new backyard, the first night I moved in. And I texted you.
You did.
And what did I say?
You said, shit's going down.
I said, I'm afraid.
I'm yelling timber.
And you said, what?
I said.
Good luck.
I said.
Don't die.
I said, bring a blanket and a pillow because you said you locked yourself in your bathroom.
I didn't. No, I said I locked
and
myself
in
my bedroom.
And I actually said, The good news is we can find the receipts. Pull up the text.
No, I said I was I locked myself in my bedroom.
This will be one of the times when we're like, when this episode airs, someone's going to tweet from the Psychobabble episode, the Twitter, but it never actually happens
because
we
receipts? Forget.
With the screenshot of the receipts.
Well, somebody will.
Somebody's going to do it. It's going to be you.
Nope. Anyway, I was very spooked. I was under my covers thinking, who can I text that will actually care? And I thought, will Corey care?
Sometimes you indulge a little too much and then you want me to save the day.
I thought I was going to die my first night in my new home.
I
was truly spooked.
I had an experience recently that was like your experience where Lisa had to come over and help you through things. And I thought...
Recently?
Me recently.
Oh, okay.
Not you recently.
Got you. Who needed to help you? Who did help you?
No one helped me. I was at that level.
You were
and
too beyond.
I was too beyond and I was at that level.
Did you think, this is exactly where Tyler was
and
at
I
one time?
I literally thought, Tyler was here and I thought, and Tyler took it to a dark space, I'm going to take it to a happy space. And I just thought of the dumbest, dumb things. But I really had to talk myself up to like getting off the couch and going to the bedroom to go to sleep. And I was like, it's going to be a big trek to the bedroom from the couch. And I was like, lock the door. You're going to want your computer. Make sure you
see,
pee before
like,
you
your
get
home
in bed.
Is, your home is like, the trek from your couch to your bedroom is not far.
But it's a
the
long,
trek from
like,
my
there's a
fridge,
lot of weird turns.
The trek from my fridge all the way up to my bedroom, that's a fucking journey. Yeah.
I thought you were getting a mini fridge for your office.
I thought about it. I thought about it, but it felt a little... Felt a little dormy.
Then you're going to need a garbage can up there.
I do need a garbage can.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to, I went to the Container Store to get one of those nice garbages that slide.
The one
slide.
By the Chipotle?
Yes, but that's not my Chipotle. The ones that slide, you know, a garbage that slides out
of
your...
Oh, it's like under your sink, yes. But it slides forward.
The only one they have, I get it, I buy it. I was going to buy two because I was like, you know what? I'm going to be that bitch that has one for recycling too.
Smart.
So then I try to put it under my new sink. Does it fit?
No. Yeah, you got to measure that before.
Well, I took it back.
Nothing I hate more than returning
something. So that was pretty spooky. To answer your question, Bree.
Next question.
The spookiest thing.
I just love where these questions really take us. Tell us what Zoe wants to know.
Zoe wants to know, what's your embarrassing meet the parents story?
Do you have any?
No, I once had a
I think I'm good at
boyfriend.
Meeting
parents. It wasn't the moment of meeting the parent. My mom, oh my God. My mom, when she met my high school boyfriend, who was Jewish, she somehow it came up that he was Jewish in the first time they met.
She
said something about
Baruch Hashem?
No. She said something like about, she's like, so you're cut? And I was like, you can't just ask a high schooler if they're circumcised.
I actually
mom.
Think that's illegal.
I know.
I think you can't.
I was like, that's where I get it probably. I'm not asking a high schooler, but asking
just
boys
being forward with the question. That is your go-to
question. That's an embarrassing meet the parents story.
I bet.
My mom being like, asking insensitive questions about the Jewish culture.
Yeah. Weird. The first time I met my first college boyfriend's mom, we all went to dinner and then we were leaving and we had driven separately, but we were all going back to his place after dinner as
How
well.
How old were you?
It would have been like 19 or 20.
Okay.
And we had eaten at one of those restaurants at Eastwood Town Center in East Lansing.
The fish one?
No, the Irish one.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. What's it called?
I don't know.
I don't
know. P.T. O'Malley's?
Could.
Something adjacent.
Maybe, yeah. So we were over there, and anyways, we were, like, walking, and then we were, like, going separate to our cars, and you know how that parking lot's, like, a mess, and
you weave
through, and I was like, oh, well, I'll see you guys there. But then we ended up, like...
Who did you say that to?
Jake and his mom.
Okay.
And we ended up, like, cutting through the, cars.
Yes.
But we lost track of each other, then I heard his mom, like... talking about me because she didn't know we were actually still like zigzagging.
So were you actually following them?
No, but it was like she was just saying nice things. Oh. It wasn't embarrassing. So but then she saw me after saying that I was handsome. Mm. And then I was like, hi, I'm still right here. Thank
no,
you.
No, that's fine. That's a good
right.
embarrassment.
Not bad things to happen.
You know, once my stepdad had my sister's boyfriend was coming over for dinner, and my stepdad like put out like a pig's head and said, will you help with the cooking? And then he opened the thing, and it was a pig's head right there just to, like, fuck with him.
Why did he have a pig's head?
To fuck with him. They went out and bought a pig's head. or something, or a hoof, a pig
frivolous.
Hoof. A pig hoof.
Frivolous.
Yeah, that is frivolous.
Actually, I was going to say pig head, frivolous. Pig foot.
Pig foot.
Probably 10 cents.
My stepdad being like, hey, will you help prepare the pig's feet? And the boyfriend had to be
my dad's? Of course. Well, you know, at Kool's Meat Market.
Yeah, we sold pig's feet.
People bought them.
Yeah. I recently had a chicken foot on a date.
I don't love that.
We ordered a whole chicken. This was in New York. And came with its
talons. Talons?
Sure.
Chicken feet.
Chicken feet. Sticking up, burnt to a crisp. And I go, what's the deal? To our waitress. And she goes, a lot of people eat them. You can.
So you licked it?
I took a bite and it was just crisp charcoal. Hated it.
That's licky, all. Licky, yum, yum.
Yep.
I recently saw a chicken documentary.
No.
About
Okja?
No.
I haven't seen
Okja. Is that good?
Assume it's about some type of animal.
I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was too much in
it. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Yeah, and he's too much.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I saw a chicken documentary. So imagine Best in Show.
I'm there.
But with chickens.
So Best in Show is a mockumentary. Do you mean documentary or mockumentary?
Well, it's like Best in Show where it's like dog people, but it's chicken people, but it's real.
Got it.
And it's these.
How do you make a hot chicken to win the contest? Because those dogs.
Trying to make a hot dog.
Hot. Not hot. I mean,
they groom. One woman had 12 hours of chicken washing one day.
Have you seen those contests where they make a big vegetable?
No. But this chicken documentary was good. You people should watch it. It's called Chicken People.
Chicken People. You Chicken People.
I loved it. I laughed. The preview was like, you'll laugh, you'll cry. And I thought, sign me up. I laughed. I didn't cry, but it was great.
Do you become attached to the chickens? Do the chickens have personalities?
You were definitely rooting for some chickens.
Chickenalities, if you will.
And then, yeah, this one woman was like, that's the meanest chicken I've ever raised.
Okay.
And I thought, looks pretty mean.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, so the next question comes from Jim. Jim says, tell us a story about the most PDA you've ever been a part of.
Like, how public are we talking,
Jim? Are people witnessing the PDA?
I mean, I was just at Folsom.
Oof. Did you have a...
Am I part of the PDA?
Yes.
That you've been a part of. Am I part of it as an experience or part of it as a visualizing?
I think that you are a participant of.
Probably not much. Like, making out on a street corner.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Like, drunk after dinner. Goodnight. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a date recently, and I left, and we had walked back from the date through the Castro because we were like, it was made sense to where we were going, blah, blah, blah. And I was kissing my date on the street corner, and it was like 1:30 in the morning in the Castro, so all the gays are drunk and like spilling out.
Sure.
And this guy came over and was like, I want in on that. And we were both like, not gonna happen.
No!
And he came out of, like, he literally came out of one of the burrito places right there in the Castro and had a grain of rice
stuck
to his face.
Brown
right
or
here.
White?
White.
Talking about the rice.
Yes. He had the white rice stuck to his face here. He had grain of rice also on his glasses.
No. Was it me?
And he was like, I want in on this. I'm visiting.
Oh,
and I was like, honey. I was like, I just had no time for it. It was also like my first kiss with this person.
His teeth are especially white, but it's just sour cream.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to want to go over to Badlands.
Mm.
I was not going to send him to a bar that I would actually go to.
What was the place that I would always do my last lap at?
Badlands.
We called it Sadlands, but if it were like 1:30 a.m. when I lived there, I would ghost all my friends.
That's why I sent him, because I knew people at Badlands are doing a ghost lap at.
I would do my final lap just to see if there's anybody that wants to go.
That's what he was looking for.
Anybody that wants to go put some rice on my glasses.
It was literally.
A burrito does sound good, though.
And me and my date were both, like, very polite and trying to be, like, politely get him away and kept being like, no, this isn't going to happen for you. You have burrito rice all over your face.
I've been really leaning into telling hot, straight men, you're handsome.
You told me when we were at that pool party that I wasn't allowed to tell the straight men that I liked their muscles.
Yeah, because I was worried that you were going to get hate crimed.
Right.
It was a very violent pool party. Do you not remember people getting dragged out and people, like, bleeding? And, like, everyone was violent and, like, off their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I
just wanted to tell some of the straight guys,
am I catcalling? Is that me catcalling? I say it politely.
Ooh.
You know what?
Is it?
I don't think.
Are we part of the problem?
Okay. Jesus. No, I just want men to know, and you know, et cetera.
Do they know?
Do they know?
Wow.
Anyway,
that was. I
don't think either of us answered the question.
Oh.
Oh, I guess you
was
did.
Like kissing on the street corner.
That's not.
I don't know. I've like hooked up in someone's backyard,
ooh-wee.
Which is kind of like public, but not really because no one was like there.
I don't know if I have anything. Like in a car, maybe.
Yeah. Or like a pizza place outside or something.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. That's probably like, was it right there that you're talking about?
Close
for
to
your
where
story?
I was talking
like
about.
Maybe a block away from Corey's story and 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
I may or may not have
gotten some
hung out.
Gotten a breadstick with your pizza.
Don't.
If you know what I mean.
I was on the front stoop of a pizza place with a gentleman, and don't think I remembered that we were in public.
Yeah.
So I went hog wild on everything in sight.
Sure did. I'm glad I reminded you of that story.
I wonder how he is. He's married now. Or is he just engaged?
Just engaged. If it's the person, I think it's the person.
Yeah.
Not married, or at least I wasn't invited to the wedding.
Yeah, neither was I.
Well. Now we're there. Now we're at 30 minutes.
Okay,
now
you can get us really, out of here. I think we did that.
We did it.
Yeah.
I love that we didn't actually answer any of their questions, but still managed to tell other stories.
Yep. I think we answer questions.
Yeah, we were pretty good at those.
Anyway, so if you want to be a part of a future Storytime episode, what can people do, Corey?
I mean, you're really just going to need to follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, it's Psychobabble on Twitter.
On
it's just Psychobabble.
Yep.
But you can remember how to spell psycho with the acronym.
Tyler's going to read it to you.
I don't remember it. please say you'll come home. Okay.
There you go.
Psychobabble.
Yeah.
Follow us on that, and we'll always prompt you if we're doing like an advice episode or a story time episode, or if we need thoughts or topical things to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll always give you a shout out if you are a part of the next episode. So follow us, and yeah, that's all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.